Arts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Israel-Iran conflict is now in day six, and President Trump is considering options. He met with officials in the White House Situation Room yesterday. CBS News sources say he's thinking about using U.S. forces to attack Iranian nuclear facilities. The Eurasia Group's Ian Bremmer.
You wouldn't call it hands-off. The United States is Israel's most important ally. And, of course, the U.S. is providing real-time intelligence, providing enormous amounts of military aid.
The Ayatollah Khamenei has just spoken and vowed Iran will, quote, never surrender. Both sides continue back and forth air and missile attacks. President Trump is expected to give TikTok's Chinese owner another reprieve.
The president will sign an executive order delaying a ban of the app for another 90 days. This will be his third delay of the law Congress passed last year to ban TikTok if its Chinese parent company ByteDance doesn't sell it. Billionaire Frank McCourt is part of a group looking to take over the app and make it safer for kids.
Buying TikTok, moving the user base and the data over to this new Made in America stack would change everything.
TikTok has 1.8 billion monthly users worldwide, trailing only Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, and Instagram. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
One of New York's Democratic mayoral candidates, Brad Lander, is speaking out after he was arrested when he tried to escort a migrant past federal agents outside an immigration courthouse.
We are normalizing family separation. We are normalizing due process rights violations. We are normalizing the destruction of constitutional democracy, and we're not going to stand by and let it happen.
Early voting in next Tuesday's mayoral primary is underway. The Fed meets today to consider an interest rate cut. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
We're expecting the Federal Reserve to hold its interest rate steady. That is not going to be the big news coming out of today. Really, what we're looking for from the Federal Reserve is how many interest rate cuts we're going to get this year. They're going to give updated economic projections and just where they see inflation in the labor market going.
In Memphis,
don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
This is sentencing day for Lisa Janine Findley, involved in a plot to defraud Elvis Presley's family by trying to auction off his estate. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
They're going to recommend to the judge something less than the 20 years. And the judge could say to the prosecuting attorney, look, I appreciate you cut a deal, but this is Graceland. This is a national landmark. And we take this in Tennessee very seriously and literally throw the book at her.
Dow futures up 24. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. They're still cleaning up the Walgreens on Memorial Drive after a car went into the store early this morning. At around 1 a.m., police were called after a driver crashed through the front of the store and ended up at the back of the building. Rescue crews found the driver, the only person in the car, conscious and breathing at the scene. Their condition isn't yet known. When it comes to City of Racine meetings, they're going with the flow. The City Hall elevator is out and meetings have been moved temporarily, so tonight's Wastewater and Water Work Commission meeting will be at the Racine Water Utility. Wastewater will start at 5:30, Water Works will follow. A statement says it'll give commissioners a chance to see the utility operation up close. The library has been hosting most other meetings in the interim. Authorities across the state line have not yet ID'd the man who died after getting hit by a car Monday outside the entrance of Six Flags. Kearney police say the accident took place at just after 10 p.m. on the road leading into the park. The driver did stay at the scene and assisted police. Rubble in downtown Racine is piling up and getting hauled out. Demolition is well underway at the old downtown Racine YMCA. The building that once served as a community hub had become an eyesore after closing in 2019. The city expects the site to be cleared by the end of the year, and they'll soon begin seeking proposals for future development of the property. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of a three-game series between the Cubs and the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago winning last night, 5-3. Milwaukee's Chad Patrick lasted five innings before turning it over to the bullpen. Pat Murphy.
I thought Chad Patrick did a nice job. He had a little struggle in the fifth there, third time around. I thought Mears and Rob Z, at least for the first inning, and Anderson were really good. So a lot of positives from it. You know, a lot of good things tonight. So I'll stick with that right now.
NBA Finals, the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with a strained calf muscle. No word if he'll play when the Pacers host the Thunder tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers' new president, Ed Policy, on the Lions, Vikings, and Packers this season.
You know, it's pretty exciting because I don't think the entire NFL has ever been more competitive than it is right now. And I think our division is not only the most competitive division in football right now, but maybe in the history of the NFL.
That's the Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Look for temperatures to drop into the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms and heavy rainfall. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Rocking chair built that would lean forward rather than backwards so he could fake interest in any conversation. When I was little, on Christmas, he gave me a box of broken glass. Gave my brother a box of Band-Aids. Then he said, "Now you two share." He was an odd man. He once carved a turkey out of a chicken. His will was an IOU. He told me, "Sometimes when you lose, you really win, like if you were playing musical electric chairs." One time I told him a dream I had, and I said, "What do you think that means?" And he said, "It means you were sleeping."
Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. Good morning, 7-11, 11 past 7 here at WRJN on a Wednesday morning. It's hump day. It's midweek. Tomorrow is a federal holiday. Don't forget Juneteenth Day. And it screws up my life because I've got to figure out when to put the garbage out now. Normally, I put it out Thursday for pickup on Friday. Now I have to put it out Sunday for pickup on Monday. I think it does. I used to like it when no matter what day of the week it was on, a holiday, you still put your garbage out on the same day. Now I got to sit there with a calendar and figure it out. I guess there are tougher things in life than that. All right. Odd but true. Another one of those segments here. The human brain is a very efficient thinker. Roughly 100 billion neurons our brain uses just 12 watts of power. That's less than the average light bulb uses. But I think we all know somebody that uses less than 12 watts in their head, huh? I'm pretty sure we can think of a couple of people. Showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 68 right now. Got cloudy weather, humid. Wow, is it humid. 65 degrees at Radio Park with the animals.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
That's the song to put the animals on the map. House of the Rising Sun. 716 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here it goes. All right. A zoo in Miami gave a Father's Day shout out to one of its residents this past weekend. Goliath, a 500-pound Galapagos tortoise, became a first-time dad this month at the age of, hold on for this one, 135 years old. Yeah. He's been around since 1890. I got a calculator. I did the math. And he just became a first-time father. Goliath, happy Father's Day. Time for Pete and the Beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star-Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pit is a hit for Max. And fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pit takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pit will premiere in January 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. WRJN.
Night, the Beatles, I Should Have Known Better. 720 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey coming up at 725 this morning with the rest of the story for you. Today, showers and thunderstorms in our forecast with a high near 68. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight again. Low 62. Sunny on Juneteenth Day tomorrow. Highs near 75. Right now, it is cloudy. Very humid. 65 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Ah, Bobby Goldsboro. Love his music. The Straight Life at WRJN.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortune, connoisseur of great wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in Mexico, drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of bar, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love. I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind. Do 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 do. Once in a while in my mind I go bumming, going to nowhere with no worry of time, running along chasing after a train, humming a song in the sun and the rain, leaving the straight life behind. I can just see me on a tropical island, riding the surf and drinking coconut wine, having me fun with golden girls in the sand, chasing the sun through an innocent land, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love. I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind.
Bobby Goldsboro, The Straight Life. Local news, Tamla Sitz here at WRJM. All right, question for you. You ever get halfway through the day and realize you suddenly hate everybody? A new poll looked at the top things that can immediately drain your brain and your social battery. According to a survey of 2,000 Americans, here are the top little things that push us over the edge each day. You ready? Being interrupted or talked over, too much awkward small talk, dealing with customer service on the phone, talking to a stranger, like maybe you get caught in the conversation with somebody you don't know and you don't care to know and they won't stop talking, unsolicited advice, office gossip, group video calls, especially work ones, a coworker oversharing or gets too personal about something, when someone wants to show you something on their phone, any sort of networking event, a radio program director who thinks he knows everything. Oh, maybe that last one's just me. The poll found 11:54 a.m. is the time the average person starts feeling drained for the day. 11:54, huh? You got about 3.5 hours to go. All right. It's 7:24 at WRJM. Time for the rest of the story with Paul Harvey. Sponsored every day by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Carl Weiland driving down that narrow highway outside Brisbane, Australia, 1986. Could not have imagined the nearness of death, but there it was. A huge tanker truck loaded with highly flammable fuel, and it was headed straight for him. The combined speed of both vehicles in that crash was 112 miles an hour. But incredibly, there was no explosion. Still, no way the people in the automobile could possibly have survived. though they did. They did. Carl's daughter, Lisa, then 11, crawled out of the wreck with barely a scratch. Carl was a different story. Smashed bones, particularly facial bones. It would take 5.5 months in the hospital to heal. They did not heal by themselves. In fact, Carl Weiland would require 55 separate major operations to put him back together again. Day after day, a battalion of brilliant physicians consulted, then plotted and performed procedures according to the specialty of each. The plastic surgeons desperately trying to repair a multitude of obliterated bones. They needed healthy bone from the patient's own body for grafting, but each time Carl awakened from a new bone grafting surgery, he noticed through the anesthetic haze that the surgeon had returned to the same site in his body for the raw material. You see, Carl Weiland was a doctor too, family practice, but this was a new one. This was something he must have missed in med school. So later, after he was released from the hospital and fully recovered, Carl, now more curious than ever, asked Dr. David Pennington, how could the plastic surgeons keep going back to that same bodily location for biograft material and not run out of bone? Aha, the surgeon replied, it was simple. Because there was one type of bone in the human body which, as long as the periosteum remained intact, tended to grow back entirely. Each time it was removed, it grew back. Of course, from the incision that kept getting reopened, Carl knew precisely what type of bone that was. Then it dawned on him something he had read long ago in Sunday school, something that had at that time made no sense at all, but it did now. For you see, the reconstructive material the surgeons used for Carl Weiland's plastic surgery, that bio stuff mined from Carl's own body for the purpose of bone grafting, came from the patient's ribs. And yes, whole ribs had to be removed to get enough bone. And that's when Carl, a doctor himself, learned from his surgical specialists about the boundless resources of bone in his body. One kind of bone with a specially vigorous regenerative capacity, Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and as he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh underneath. So the Bible says. But methodically, biologically, scientifically, men and women have the same number of ribs. So, if, as some insist, the Adam and Eve story is that and nothing more, then how could the ancient Hebrews ever have known that Adam's missing rib would grow back? How could they possibly have invented, or who could possibly have told them the rest of the story?
All right, 729 at WRJN, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A trial was supposed to start today for a former Racine County prison worker. However, a plea deal was reached yesterday. Court records show the three-day jury trial for Jacqueline Height is off the docket, with a plea hearing now set for next week. Height is a former supervisor at the Racine Correctional Institution, accused of having an inappropriate relationship with an inmate and giving them contraband. There are 20 counts of second-degree sexual assault and additional charges for delivering illegal items to an inmate. The terms of the plea aren't yet known. Cleanup continues at the Walgreens on Memorial Drive in Racine after a car plowed into the store early this morning. The vehicle went through the front and ended up at the back of the store. Rescue crews found the driver conscious and breathing at the scene. Their condition isn't yet known. Rescue crews from around the region responded to a reported drowning last night in Lake Michigan just across the state line. One person was saved from the water. It was at around 6:30 when an alert went out from the Illinois Beach State Park in Zion. Boats from Beach Park, Pleasant Prairie, Winthrop Harbor, and others assisted in the operation, with divers and sonar teams combing the area for the victim. It took about 30 minutes, but the person that went in was pulled out alive. Their current condition isn't yet known. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
There might be some new technology entering the dairy realm that could impact sales of raw milk. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Now, let's remember, here in Wisconsin, we've got laws in place that make it illegal to sell raw milk. But in California, they're looking at ways around that. A company called Tamarack Biotics has gotten initial FDA acceptance of its light-based milk process. Bob Comstock is the company's CEO.
It's kind of difficult to pasteurize milk with ultraviolet light because it doesn't penetrate into the milk. So you have to do it in very thin films and with very high turbulence to renew the surface frequently. And that enables you to kill all the bad bugs in milk very effectively. In fact, we are more effective than heat at killing all the bad bugs.
Bob Comstock, the CEO of a company called Tamarack Biotics. It's a food technology company based in Fresno, California, working at this new science-backed non-thermal way to treat milk and still call it raw. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Wednesday. A little bit mixed as far as grain. Your numbers are next.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese in Chicago dropped another 2 cents to 177. 40-pound block cheese down 2.5 at 175.5. Double A butter on Tuesday down 1.5, 257.75 per pound. This morning, July corn is up 2. December new crop currently up to 441. July soybeans are unchanged. November new crop up 1 at 1068. The wheat for July currently a nickel stronger, 553 a bushel. The July class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently 3 cents stronger, 17.99 a hundredweight. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and a high in the upper 60s. For tonight, more showers and storms around, a low near 60. And a slight storm chance for tomorrow, a little warmer, highs mid-70s. It's 67 right now.
I like the good humor man. I'd wait for him. It was another huge thing of life as a guy was to hear that little jingle bell and the white truck and the little white suit, and we'd stand in line behind the truck, and all the different ice creams that you could get was on the back of the truck, placed right over the exhaust pipe. You had a Dixie cup. It was the equivalent of smoking a pack of Camels. Nobody cared. These were good times.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Nothing from nothing. Yeah. 7:38, local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Showers, thunderstorms today with a high near 68. Same for tonight, low 62. Sunny on Juneteenth day tomorrow with a high near 75. Right now, cloudy, 65 degrees. Very humid, too, here at Radio Park. All right, we've all had a principal that we in school that we really enjoyed and really liked. A high school principal in Arlington, Texas, made headlines after he wrote a personalized note to every single student in this year's graduating class. 443 of them all received a personalized letter from the principal. I had a great principal in the grammar school, Mr. Dodd. He was just a wonderful person, just nice and caring. I thought he was a wonderful man. Several years ago, I caught up with him. I got his phone number, and I called him up. He was living with his daughter, who's in his mid to late 80s now. And I talked to him at length. This guy not only remembered me, remembered my brother and my parents and everything about us, things we did in school, he remembered everything. And we became pen pals, and we spoke again on the phone and wrote notes back and forth. He's since passed away. But I got to tell you, every once in a while, you come across somebody in school who just made a big impression on you. In my case, that was Mr. Dodd, a big man in town. Got the Four Seasons for you now. 7:39, local news, timeless hits. season's big man in town, 742 local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Did you know you actually promised you won't use iTunes to make nuclear or chemical weapons, and you probably didn't even realize it? There's a line of the terms and conditions that you checked off, and you agreed to that. It prohibits you from using iTunes to make nuclear or chemical weapons. I don't know how you would do it, but we all agreed to it, right? 7:42, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown.
Everybody loves a clown.
The Playboys, 7:45, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, showers, thunder bumpers today, highs near 68, cloudy, very humid, 65 degrees right now here at Radio Park. So a 23-year-old guy got drunk, young man got drunk, stole his boss's car, parked it on a set of railroad train tracks, and left it there to get hit by the train. Luckily, the next train was able to stop in time, didn't hit it. He's facing multiple charges. Now, we're just going to assume that he's out of a job.
Today's big deal of the day. Dogs and Cream flips the script on hot dogs with flavors that are anything but ordinary. Backed by popular demand, the Wisco Dog, a juicy Frank smothered in beer cheese, grilled onions, and bacon bits, all on a soft pretzel bun. It's bold, it's savory, it's downright delicious. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And get this, here's the best part. At checkout, use the special promo code ROSEN this month, R-O-S-E-N, to save even more. That's R-O-S-E-N. Use it at checkout.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Well, fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. Hospice Alliance, Org.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Chill out this summer with unbeatable deals at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your go-to destination for selection, service, convenience, and serious savings. Beat the heat with a sizzling summer special. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Perfect for keeping your drinks frosty on the go. Whether you're stepping inside or cruising through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's has everything you need to keep moving. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, right at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Here we are.
September, the happenings, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Showers and thunderstorms today, highs near 68. Right now, it is cloudy and very humid, 65 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. I love this idea. A student came up with this cool idea called memory boxes. He visited 10 people in hospice and recorded them telling stories before they passed away. Each wooden box has the person's name on it. Now, the inside looks like an old radio with a dial to change stations. Now, each station has a different story told by the person. Isn't that a great idea? I love it. What a fabulous idea. Left Bank, Walk Away Renee at WRJN. Walk Away Renee, 754 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, a Civic Media station, hometown radio, refreshed. So what's the number one vegetable in America again? You know what it is? Broccoli. Yeah, right. 29 states say it's their favorite. Corn is having its moment right now, too. They're the top pick in 11 states. Carrots are coming third. 10 states pick that as their favorite vegetable. Broccoli. Come on, really? This is a made-up survey. You're telling me that's the most popular vegetable in America? Well, I guess polls don't lie, right? Me and you and a dog named Bo. Here's Lobo.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man.
Let's go from dogs to cats. You ready for this? A family found a dead cat along the road, thought it was their missing cat, Frankie, so they had it cremated. Then all of a sudden, Frankie showed up at their back door, alive and well. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Love and Spoonful now.
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Sebastian, Love and Spoonful.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Iran's supreme leader is speaking out on day 6 of his country's conflict with Israel over the possibility of American intervention.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has just been speaking on state television, warning President Trump of, quote, irreparable harm if the U.S. joins Israel's strikes, adding, Iranians do not surrender.
A barrage of Israeli missiles that streaked across the Tehran sky overnight were taken out by Iran's air defense system. Iran retaliated with another wave of its own missiles, which were intercepted in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and the occupied West Bank. Israel's advising people to remain close to bomb shelters. The U.S. Embassy says it will be closed until Saturday. Severe storms have wreaked havoc across the Central Plains. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
We had about 100 or so damaging wind reports, Kansas, Oklahoma last night, and now we're